there's also a rumor that you said you're getting divorced.
I'm not getting divorced.
Okay.
I'm like,
do you think I'm making this up? Because
no,
I'm telling you what.
No, let me tell you. Well, the pregnant by Lil Wayne thing is just off. That's like so super off. But this is the thing about my Twitter account, and this is what's very, very important for people to understand. I am not going to tweet real life every 5 minutes of every day.
Okay.
A lot of things are random. Right now, I'm writing a novel. I'm writing a romantica novel. It's my first time writing fiction, especially in romance/erotica department. I will tweet erotic shit that comes out of nowhere. I will tweet randomness because I'm writing it at that moment. Not everything I tweet is about me. And that's the part I've been trying to, like, even on my Twitter, I had to change my Twitter thing. Like, listen, everything here is not literal. It's only the internet. And if you think for 1 second that I'm going to tell you what's going on in my life for real, you don't know me at all. Everything I do is for show. Everything I do is scripted. Everything I do is has something to do with my business in some kind of way. Everything I do is for the money at the end of the day. And very little of what I do on Twitter, especially on Twitter, is personal. Very little of it. Super little of it.
So it goes back to my initial question. Your answer is everything, for the most part, is calculated.
Everything is calculated. There are no accidents that are happening on my Twitter page. There are no accidents happening on my blog. There are no accidents. When I tweet something outrageous, it's because I want you to pick it up. And then I want you to get me all these new followers for this new account. Because when I go into my publisher's office and we start talking about marketing, you know what they're going to ask me? How many Twitter followers do you have on your new account?
Okay.
And I need to be able to tell them, this is a new account, but this is what I got this week. I need to be able to do that. Everything is business. Nothing is personal. Nothing is personal. And I really want, and I guess I'm asking, I mean, it's like a flock of sheep and people just kind of, you know, go through life not thinking about things, especially if you're not in an industry where you have to think for yourself and market yourself. Most people work for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't get it. And I get that. And that's the way the system is designed, for you to go through life not thinking like the one percentile. Life is designed for you to be the 99%. And my brain doesn't work that way. So I'm never going to be on Twitter and tell you something that I don't want you to know. And not everything is about me. Some things about me. Like, oh my God, look at my nails today. They're super cute. Yesterday it was like, oh my God, I need to lose some weight. Look at my stomach. Oh my God, I'm getting so fat. That is obviously my stomach. That is obviously me. But not everything is going to be me. You cannot take me. Never, ever, ever take me seriously. Never take me seriously. Always know this. She's up to something. Let me watch. It's like a reality show. She's up to something. She's about to do something. I wonder what it is. Let me see if I can figure it out. And then when it happens, it's going to all make sense. So when this novel comes out and you read it and you read about the character's marriage and how it's falling apart, and you read about her abortion and the young man she's sleeping with from South Africa, and you read about all these things, all these tweets are going to make sense to you. It doesn't make sense to you now, because you don't
right.
know what the fuck I'm doing. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
But my publisher is like, this is great. She's got them going.
Right. So, okay, so we've cleared that up. We're not tweeting about being pregnant by. First of all, you've never been pregnant by Lil Wayne.
I'm like I said, I am one of the few.
Okay.
I live above the influence. Okay.
Okay.
And I have never even been in a position to be pregnant by Lil Wayne. It's never been a possibility for our relationship.
Okay. And you are still with your husband. You're not getting a divorce from your husband.
I'm still with my husband. We are not divorced. We're not getting divorced at this time.
Okay.
Tomorrow's a whole other day. You don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying
Friend.
At this time. What?
Okay. All right. So for the most part, you know, usually you're not tweeting
Listen,
about your person.
If I walk in on my husband cheating on me tonight, we're getting a divorce tomorrow. But I'm just saying as of right now, we're good.
Okay. Does... And your husband understands what you do, and he understands your, but he never felt threatened or anything about you tweeting about, and even if it was about, you know, you writing, he never felt threatened at all. Like,
my husband is very new. He's new and he's very green. And
okay.
I remember when I did my, like, I do rants a lot. I haven't done them as often because I've been writing a lot and I haven't ranted a lot. But when I first opened up my Twitter page in February, it was actually February 14th, it was on Valentine's Day when I opened up the Twitter page, at the urging of one of my friends who works with Bow Wow. And they were like, yo, you gotta open your page. And you gotta, I didn't have a picture up or anything. It was like random. And when I did my first tweet, and everyone thought I was talking about my husband. And from what I understand, some like bullshit blog put all these tweets together in a letter, and then said I wrote a letter to my husband. Which was like, why would I do that on Twitter? Like that's so crazy. I just got married. Like, why would I? This is crazy. But I get it.
Right.
You're an idiot. So. But it was just random tweets. I had a conversation with a girlfriend. I was gathering information and building the characters that I'm working with now for my first novel. And so a lot of this was just like random, like, I hate you, you're, you know, whatever. It's just all these randomnesses.